Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
I hate Barack Obama. You say, well, you just mean you don't like what he stands for. No, I hate the person. No, wait, you mean you just don't like his policy? No, I hate him. I'm not going to pray for his good. I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell. I think God looks down and says, man, I hate that guy.
Well, it's just a taste of a recent sermon preached by Pastor Keith Anderson of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Phoenix, Arizona. The sermon was titled, Why I Hate Barack Obama. He doesn't hold back for an hour and 6 minutes. With Bible passage after Bible passage, he attempts to prove that it is not only a good option, but mandatory that Christians who believe the Bible should hate Barack Obama, their president, and not pray for him, and not obey him or submit to him in any way whatsoever. We'll hear a little bit. I mean, this is a long sermon, but here in the first half hour of Issues, etc., we'll try to do our best to at least encapsulate his arguments and respond to them. That's why I'd like your response as well. This first half hour is audio open lines, Issues, etc., live this Tuesday afternoon, the 8th of September. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us, @issuesetc. Audio open lines, we'll get some reaction. I'll react, you react to this sermon preached by a Phoenix pastor titled Why I Hate Barack Obama. Then a little later in this hour, Pam Nielsen joins us to talk about Nathan rebuking David, part of our series with her on teaching a Sunday school lesson. In the second hour of the program, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse joins us to talk about de facto parenthood. It's not necessarily the biological that makes one a parent anymore. Sometimes it's just a kind of a tenuous relationship with the child or with the child's biological parent. Dr. Alvin Schmidt will join us to talk about a Sudanese journalist who's been fined for wearing pants. It's true. We'll find out how that could be a little later in the program. And then Greg Kokel joins us to respond to an often made contention. You seen this zeitgeist thing that's made its way virally around YouTube, contending that the story of Jesus is just an old story being recycled from other mythologies, the dying and rising God. We'll see what Greg Kokel thinks about that in the last half hour of Issues, Etc. Today, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Now, in an hour and 6 minutes, Keith Anderson, in his sermon, Why I Hate Barack Obama, lays out a biblical case. He needs to begin his argument by responding to a very commonly held notion, he thinks, a commonly held notion that God loves everyone.
I just believe that God loves everybody. Well, let's see if that's really true tonight, okay? Look at the Bible. Look at Psalm 11. It says in Psalm 11, verse 4, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Now look, God does not love everybody. Now you can say that all you want. You can hear that preached all you want. People can get up and say it till they're blue in the face. It doesn't make it true. God does not love everybody. In fact, there are even some people whom God hates. And let me tell you the kind of people that God hates. People who are violent and people who love violence and people who are bloody and deceitful men.
All right. He contends that God doesn't love everyone. God hates some people, especially those who are violent and love violence. How would you respond to this? I know how I would respond. I want to hear it from you. 1-877-623-6943. Of course, Anderson here is making the case, or building the case, that God hates Barack Obama, therefore he hates Barack Obama, and you should too. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc, at issuesetc. Is it true that there are some that God hates? I mean, that's what he's got to establish biblically before he goes on to urge his listeners, now a national audience since this made news last week, that every Bible-loving Christian should hate Barack Obama. Here's more of the case that God doesn't love everyone.
God did love everybody at one time or another. Every baby that's born, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, is really a true song. Because, you know, when a baby's born in this world, God gives them life, God created them, God loves them. But people can push it with God too far, where they can get to the point where God doesn't love them anymore. And I'll show you that in the Bible tonight, and among other things I'm going to preach.
Okay, if you push it too far, contends Keith Anderson, preaching his sermon, Why I Hate Barack Obama, then God doesn't love you anymore. He may have loved you at one time, but not anymore. Does that sound biblical to you? We're not playing him, but he's got Bible passage after Bible passage, especially from the Psalms from the Old Testament, where God talks about his animosity, his hatred, his wrath, his great anger at those who are violent and love violence. I mean, he seems to be making a biblical case. How do you respond? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. And if you're following us on Twitter, at issuesetc, you might say, what about John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God loves the world, right?
Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But after God gave his son, and if people reject his son, and spit upon his son, and then they get more wicked, and more wicked, and more wicked, and say no to God, no to God, and they shut out, and they want to plug their ears, like that serpent that will not be charmed, say, I will not listen to God's word, then eventually, he will love them no more.
God has a limit to his patience, according to Keith Anderson. God's patience, while he loves the world and he gave his son, if you reject his son, God loves you no more. I know you've got an opinion on this. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or Twitter us at IssuesETC. It's audio open lines this Tuesday afternoon, September the 8th, responding to a sermon preached by a Phoenix pastor, Keith Anderson, Why I Hate Barack Obama. Now, if it's true that God once loved the world, but people can push it too far, what about Barack Obama in particular?
Did Jesus Christ die for Barack Obama? Absolutely. He died for everybody. Now, when little Barry Monsanto, or what was his name? Barry Santoro, you know, that's what his name used to be, you know, before he put on his cool name, Barack Obama. Barry Santoro, what is it? Barry Santoro, that's the name that was blotted out. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, Barry Santoro. When little Barry was playing baseball as a kid, and you know, and where in Kenya where he was born or whatever, and he's, you know, using a stick and a mango or something, I don't know. But where, you know, I'm just trying to paint the image for it. When little Barry is over there playing stick ball in Africa, hey, God loved him. God wanted him saved. Who knows? Maybe even some missionary came to his house when he was a child and gave him the gospel and tried to get him saved. Very likely. You know, there are a lot of missionaries in Africa. But I'm going to tell you, there came a point when he just pushed it too far, and he just and that's when people go down this downward spiral where they just become so wicked, you can't even understand how could a human being be that wicked.
And apparently that's the state now in which Barack Obama finds himself. I mean, laying aside the, apparently he's been reading, spending too much time doing his research on the president on the internet, believing he was born in Kenya. And I don't think the president even ever lived in Kenya. I think he might have lived in Indonesia, but not in Kenya. I think his father is Kenyan. But laying that aside, poor research on the life of our president, He's trying to make the case that, yes, Barack Obama, our president, was one of those among whom strayed so far from rejected God so abjectly that God no longer loves him. Now, that's only a small step from God doesn't love Barack Obama, God hates Barack Obama, to so should you. How do you respond? Care to react? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. What if your pastor preached this sermon? How would you respond? What would you say to him? 1-877-623-6943, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc, at issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. live this Tuesday afternoon, September the 8th. It's Audio Open Lines. Nick in Lebanon, Missouri says, God loved Paul. Paul was a violent man, and he unleashed his violence on God's own people, believers in Christ. Just one small example. I think that's an instructive example, isn't it? In fact, Paul even uses himself as an example of God's great patience and love and mercy when he's talking about himself in his former life. He says, God took me, a violent man, a murderer, in fact. Paul refers to himself as a murderer. And he says, but God showed me mercy. He uses himself as an example of God's mercy. Now, I don't hear a lot of mercy in Keith Anderson's sermon, Why I Hate Barack Obama. So maybe the response to this preacher and his message of hate toward our president, or anyone who falls into the category that apparently our president falls in, maybe part of the response begins with that mercy. Or really understanding what it means when it says God loved the world in this way. He gave his only son. That John 3:16 passage. 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call or email us with your reaction to Keith Anderson preaching his sermon, Why I Hate Barack Obama. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. It's Audio Open Lines, Tuesday afternoon, September the 8th. More of your reaction after this. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Historic liturgy. Cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup hole if you're a double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. issuesetc.org.
Into the depths of socialism and communism with Barack Obama.
Pastor Keith Anderson on why he hates Barack Obama. He preaches at Faithful Word Baptist Church in Phoenix, Arizona. The sermon was a couple weeks ago, made the news. I'd like your response to his argument. Here's his basic argument in a nutshell, then we'll get some more of your reaction. His argument is that God doesn't love everyone. God may have loved everyone individually at one time, but eventually some of us, in his words, push it too far with God. And then God loves us no more. And he believes that President Obama falls into that category because he says he's a violent man who loves violence, and he connects it explicitly in this hour-long sermon to abortion, which is most certainly a violent act and most certainly something that the president approves of in most cases, although he says he wants it to be rarer than it is. He does approve of the so-called woman's right to choose. I mean, in that sense, yes, the president does condone one of the most gruesome acts of violence perpetrated in our country daily. So he makes the argument the president falls into this category of persons who pushed it too far with God. God loves them no more. God hates them. So should you. How do you respond to that argument? And he has Bible passages to pack it up. He's got quotations from the Psalms where David himself calls down curses from God upon his enemies. He has God himself talking about his animosity and his hatred towards evildoers. And if he can make the case that Barack Obama falls into that category, maybe he's made the case that we should hate Barack Obama. What do you think? And he doesn't like the notion that God loves everybody because he says the Bible doesn't teach that God loves everybody. Even though God loved the world and gave his only begotten son, still those people, after he gave his son, push it too far with God. 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines this Tuesday afternoon, the 8th of September. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Don in Kansas says, this is another example of how people take the Bible out of context. He's just like Jay Wright or Fred Phelps. People like this do harm to the Christian faith. Well, you're right. Jeremiah Wright, amazing listening to the sermon, the similarity in both tone and argument between Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama's former pastor, and Keith Anderson preaching his sermon, Why I Hate Barack Obama. And Fred Phelps of fame for protesting homosexuality in the United States at all of the soldiers' funeral, he and his wife or sister, whoever it is, saying that God hates gays. There is a remarkable similarity, not only in the conclusions they draw, but in the biblical arguments they make. But how do you respond to them? Thomas in Cleveland, Mississippi says, my response is that pastors use the Psalms would be that the pastor's use of the psalm would be that passage applies to you. You too are a sinner and therefore under the same condemnation, especially since you desire Obama's death and damnation. Ah, interesting. Thomas, thinking along very biblical lines here. It does. Here we have to stop for a moment and say, does Keith Anderson have a point when he says God hates those who love violence, who reject him, who commit violence? Does he have a point? He does. Where we would biblically differ with Anderson is not in the fact that God indeed hates wickedness and those who perpetrate it. Where we would differ is to whom does that apply? Mike in Rockford, Illinois, this pastor has original sin turned on its head. Our president and the rest of humanity is born to Adam's sin. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us. If I was listening to this sermon, I would think I would leave the church wondering if I could be assured of salvation, seeing as I was no longer a cute baby or a young child. Have I accumulated enough sins for God to give up on me yet? Smartest listeners in radio, 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. Before I make any claims about who God hates versus who God loves, we can surely take a biblical stance on who God loves. If you look at Mark 16:16, namely, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned, that points to my baptism. If I look at my baptism, Jesus put his name on me. Jesus as the perfect sacrifice for my sin, even the sin that I inherited from my parents, from Adam, that sin is covered because Jesus is because God is looking at the merits of Jesus. We are saved by merit, but just not mine. It's through Jesus. And if I were to say, who would God hate then? It's whoever is not believed, who does not believe and is not baptized.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Now, I think Scott has, speaking from a Christian's perspective, saying, does God love me? How am I assured of God's love for me? Has pointed us in the right place. He's pointed us outside of ourselves, our own deeds, our own works, to the work of God in Christ, manifested at the cross where Christ shed his blood for us. By the way, that is why God loves you. And apart from that shed blood of the cross, you can't come up with one good reason for God to love you. Apart from the shed blood of Jesus on the cross for you, I defy you to name one good reason why God should love you. And of course, that blood is delivered to us through the water of holy baptism, according to Scripture's teaching. Good thinking, Scott. More on that. But first, more from Pastor Keith Anderson on why he hates Barack Obama. Well, he does because God hates Barack Obama.
There's a verse that said he loved all the world and therefore he gave. But there's no verse that says that today he loves her. You know, in the past he loved Barry Santana, okay, the guitar hero or, you know, whatever. Barry Santora, okay. I don't know why. I'm having a mental block here. I'm having a hard time getting this out. But he doesn't love him today. And if there was a verse that said he did, then it would be a contradiction in the Bible, which does not exist.
That's kind of circular reasoning. Well, there's no verse in the Bible that says God loves Barack Obama, which I think has been his name since birth, if I'm not mistaken. Again, the fault of doing too much research on your president on the internet. How do you respond to this? How do you respond to this? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Let's see where we agree with Pastor Anderson. One, are there some people that God hates? Answer, yes. Who falls into that category? Sinners, period. Which the last time I checked, which was just this morning, includes me. And I'm sure if you do a thorough examination of your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, it also includes you, too. You say, God hates me? Yeah, well, he hates sinners. He hates not only the sin, but also those who commit the sins. And his hatred is not arbitrary or capricious. His hatred is from his justice and his righteousness. You say, then how can it say in the Bible that God loves the sinners that he so clearly, according to his law, hates? Well, as I said before, apart from the shed blood of Jesus for you, you can't come up with one good reason why God loves you. But the shed blood of Jesus at the cross for you is one good reason, the only reason he needs to love you, the only reason he'll ever need to love you, and you can't out-sin the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, here's Pastor Anderson of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Phoenix. He says Obama needs to pay for his sins.
I don't love Barack Obama. I don't respect Barack Obama. I don't obey Barack Obama, and I'd like to see Barack Obama melt like a snail tonight. Because he needs to recompense, he needs to reap what he sowed. You see, any Christian will tell you that someone who commits murder should get the death penalty. Because that's what it says in Genesis chapter 9. That's what it says in the Mosaic Law. That's what it teaches throughout the Bible.
He's absolutely right. I mean, but don't restrict it to the president, Pastor Anderson. Include me too. Include Jeff and Craig and everybody listening to me. Include all of us. We pushed God too far with, well, Adam got it started, but that's all we needed. Adam pushed God too far with one act of disobedience. He broke broke this covenant of perfect fellowship with God when he rejected God. Not just a little bit, not just some of what God said. He rejected God entirely. And he put the rest of us in this fix of being enemies of God. Enemies from birth. Elaine in Canada says, my comment on this discussion would be that vengeance is the Lord's. Shouldn't we be praying that the president would change his mind on abortion someday? Love your enemies. Well, see, that's what God does. He loves his enemies. He loves his enemies in Jesus Christ and only because of Jesus Christ. Should Barack Obama, by all human justice, pay for his sins? Yes, and so should I, and so should you, and so should every man, woman, and child who has ever lived. We should be the ones paying for all the wickedness that we have done in thoughts, in words, and deeds. But God loves us in this way. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be the one who would pay for my sins and your sins, who would substitute for me and you and Barack Obama and Pastor Anderson. I really hope he believes that. I hope he doesn't believe that God loves him because he is morally different than the president. Because if he believes that, he has rejected the only reason God does love him, only because of the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's the only reason God loves any of us. It's the only reason we're saved. It's the only reason he's shown us his great and powerful mercy. Jesus, Jesus alone. When we come back, Nathan rebukes David.
The Lutheran Study Bible is the first time in the English language that the Lutheran Church has produced a study Bible to this extent.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Paul McCain, with his thoughts on the new Lutheran Study Bible.
It's entirely from scratch, as I say, using all original content. It will contain features that every Christian will love and cherish. It has what I think is the most important thing of all, a rich devotional quality to it that helps us understand when we are reading the Word of God, we are reading the mind of God and hearing His Word for us, and we respond to Him and pray, praise, and thanksgiving all through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are really excited about this Bible.
You can purchase the new Lutheran Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our homepage, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, the Lutheran Study Bible.
No consultants necessary. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
When Carolyn Isbister gave birth to a 20-ounce baby girl, the baby's heart was beating only once every 10 seconds and she wasn't breathing. Doctors said it was hopeless and wouldn't treat her. But her mom didn't want her to die feeling cold, so she held Rachel against her chest to warm her up. It's called Kangaroo Mother Care, and it worked. The warmth of her mother's skin kick-started Rachel's heart. She let out a tiny cry and turned from gray to pink. One of the medical staff said he had no doubt this mother's love saved her child. Rachel was hospitalized for 4 months and then was released to the loving care of her parents. I believe our Heavenly Father saw the amazing love Carolyn had for her child and blessed them with life.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.